Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat, and I think we're in a curious time in our U.S. history, maybe even globally, where a lot of jobs abruptly pivoted to home telework in March 2020. Now, October 2022, 2.5 years later, a lot of people are still working from home in the U.S., if not 100% of the time, at least part of their week. It feels like how we work is changing. There is this dialogue around work-life balance. Is it balanced when you wear the same athleisure to work at home as you do when you are at home not working? Are we more tied to our work because we can't have that separation? There's no question. In general, we are learning to adapt at home. We have makeshift offices, some at our dining room tables. I was curious about how our commute or lack of commute impacts our happiness. People say it's great to not have to go into the office to get back that time they would otherwise be spending on the commute. But I wonder if working from home is actually making people happier, as happy as they thought they'd be. Now, the science is still new on this and not quantitative enough to make any findings, but there is a growing school of thought that people still need human connection and that the benefits from working from home do not outweigh the benefits from going into the office, where you engage with your colleagues, you see them at the coffee machine, you can pop into their office and ask them a question that is like less rigid than an email or getting on a Zoom call. Of course, this only works with social offices and somewhat social people. Some people can go into the office and still not see or talk to anyone, and I'm not really sure how much their happiness is boosted in this context. The jury's really still out on this. But the separation of the commute, if it's like a reasonable time, super long commutes lead to unhappiness too. But that transition time often helps us close those mind loops from work and open to what is waiting for us at home. A report in the US suggests that getting rid of 1 hour commute is the happiness equivalent of getting a $40,000 raise. Interesting. All the research shows that once your commute reaches 3 hours or more, then the negative effect wears off. So if you are one of the millions who pivoted and started working from home, I invite you to look at your day and your happiness levels. Are you happy or happier as you thought you would be working from home, having a little more autonomy in your day? Or has the hedonic treadmill caught up with you and you've reached that baseline again? Now, it's just a new baseline, and it's one where you're just working from home is the constant baseline. We can dive into the research in the show notes, and we're experiencing this in real time. So if you have any thoughts, please leave us a comment or send us a message at Everyday Happiness with Katie.